The Sayreville High School football hazing case puts New Jersey's landmark anti-bullying law in the spotlight. Let's get the latest from NJ Spotlight founder and education writer John Mooney. John, thanks for joining us again.
Hi, Dave.
The allegations are horrific. Three of seven suspected players were charged with aggravated sexual assault, aggravated criminal sexual contact, criminal restraint, and hazing for engaging in an act of sexual penetration upon one of the juvenile victims. What is the difference between, in this case, bullying, hazing, harassment, criminal activity?
Well, it's interesting. This case actually got started, you know, when the superintendent heard about this, Richard Labby, due to concerns that it could be grounds for a bullying complaint. And so he set in motion that process, and it escalated, and clearly is, or at least there's clear question whether there was some criminal acts here. I mean, bullying and hazing, there's, you know, there are different levels of all this stuff, but this, you know, at least if the charges are true, and we don't know, and that's important to note, but if the charges are true, this is some pretty horrendous, violent stuff. So, but it did start out of a bullying issue, and a new superintendent came in. He's only a few months in the district and was faced with this and set in motion the process, which has led to what we have today.
The process could ultimately result in these teenagers being tried in adult court.
Yes, I think a bullying complaint is the least of their concerns at the moment. There is some talk that they could be charged as adults, and the penalties are much more severe. The transparency of the process is much more open. So this is serious stuff for any school to be dealing with, and these kids and families.
This is an esteemed team. I believe they went to the state finals three of the past four seasons, and Superintendent Labby, who you just cited, canceled the entire season in the face of strong protests. What's the nature of the backlash?
Well, I mean, as you said, this is a very football-proud town and has done well and has a long tradition of it. You know, those were big issues. And these kids, it's, you know, for some of them, it's the opportunity of college and college scholarships and the like. So it's very emotional. And that's why, you know, I find it so striking that the superintendent, this took a lot of courage. We'll see on, you know, when the facts come out to the merits of it. And to be honest, I'm not sure he could have done this if he had been a long-timer, because there would have been questions whether he had been aware of this before now, and there's been some conversation that this has been going on for a little while. So maybe it took a new superintendent to really move so quickly.
There's been no end to the responses and comments, both to your article and several articles that have come out about the case. I looked at the New York Times, and there was a response saying, if football is important at all, it is one billionth as important as the well-being of kids in school. And as such, maybe the superintendent is looking at the larger issue of a high school's role in developing, in this case, boys into men.
Yep, he's getting a lot of credit. For a lot of superintendents, it's, you know, where for the grace of God go I when you see something like this, and don't wish any school would have to go through this, let alone these families. People don't want to be stepping on the investigation until some of the facts come out, but quietly among his peers, he's been getting a lot of credit for this. Obviously, public education in these schools are there to protect and nurture these kids, not to expose them to these kinds of things.
John, let's bring Stuart Green into the conversation. He's founder and director of the New Jersey Coalition for Bullying Awareness and Prevention. Does the anti-bullying law fall short in his eyes?
He actually gave a lot of credit to the law to being the opening method to deal with this thing. But there are some things he's always thought the law could even go further. It's one of the stronger in the country in terms of requiring schools to act on accusations and even rumors. But, you know, in terms of training and some of the things that really make the law work, Stuart raises an important point, and others do as well, is these aren't single incidents, and these are patterns of behavior, and they speak to school culture and climate. And that's not to impugn the whole school, but you do have to sort of get at those issues that allow for this. And he, you know, wishes the law would go a little further in pushing that. But he's a big proponent of the law, and I think he gives it a lot of credit for bringing these issues to the fore.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
That's John Mooney, NJ Spotlight founder and education writer on NewsWorks Tonight.